producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, I'm feeling a little bit sympathetic to my friends in the frozen tundra. It finally arrived. I'm reading on the screen here. It's not going to reach the freezing point for, 6 months up there in Minnesota. Patrick, I feel for you on the board there. If you want to warm him up, call us, 866-939-BELL. Next two hours, live on GCN, that's 866-939-2355. Super Don, you're not in the frozen tundra. You're in Louisiana still, and maybe you got a little chilly, but you recognize in the South that when it gets into the 50s, people go, whoa, winter has arrived.
Yeah, believe it or not, a guy like me that's from the Pacific Northwest, I stepped outside, I think it was yesterday morning, was the first beginning of the cold snap here.
Yes.
And, you know, walked outside expecting it to be 71 with 85% humidity, and it was like 48 or something, and I very quickly turned around and walked back inside.
Yeah, I was thinking about that today as I was picking collards from the garden out back. And, it's still pretty sticky and humid. I did a bike ride with my daughter to the park, and it was just like, dude, it hasn't even hit. And we've had a couple of days of it. I think I'm going to have to road trip up north just to experience what it's like to have chilly weather again, which I don't miss, by the way. I really don't.
Do you miss it?
No, I just like the warm weather. I do feel for folks when I start looking at highs and lows, and even the high temperature is below the freezing point of water. That just, there's something not right about that, and Al Gore needs to be contacted immediately.
Yeah, well, where's Al when you need him?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, he's not in Minnesota.
It's a little chilly. It's very interesting weather going on. I believe the other day in Texas, they had snow and rain and flooding. And they literally experienced four seasons all in one day in Texas.
Wow. You know what? You can tell the show is just going to new places when we're opening and discussing the weather, right?
Weather.
It's like, my brain's on holiday mode. We went out shooting yesterday. Did you see the picture, the video of Elijah shooting the .50 caliber?
I did.
No. It was hilarious, wasn't it?
Talk about a gun.
Dude, Coast Guard Corey was filming that. Can you say filming? There's no film involved anymore. We're old. And he's like, this is what it's like, if I have a 16th birthday party and then boom. It was like, we all felt it 20, 30 feet away. It concussed, this concussion wave. And as you can see, the camera shakes, and Corey's like, I don't know if I got that, but he did. And my son said, I don't know what he was about to say. A 16th birthday party for a what? Because when you think of a sweet 16 for a girl, it's definitely not involving 50 caliber weaponry.
A 50 caliber gun, yeah. And man, you could see in the video the concussion from that gun. It literally, people's hair were flying and false teeth were taking, it was just like, boom.
I tell you what, though, it was really a great group of folks from Coast Guard Corey and family, Paul Bertero and family, and we had a great instructor.
If people haven't seen it yet.
Yeah,
I would say coming in second to the video of the 50 cal is the picture of you and your family doing the Charlie's Angels thing. with all of the guns that. Pointing them in different directions. That was awesome.
I did not post that. I think
somebody did. Have you know the picture I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. We posed for a family picture. You know, a good Second Amendment family in America. Salute you. And my wife and I were smiling, and my kids were deadly serious, even my 10-year-old daughter holding the rifle. It was like you could see the look on her face. She's like, "Don't mess with me."
Right.
I just very proud.
Good times, man. Those are good memories, right?
Really good memories. And it was just, you know, my son couldn't stop talking about it. You know, you like to provide good memories, and people do all kinds of stuff. And we joke with him afterwards. He said, "Well, what do you think? Should we have done a bounce house instead?"
And it was like, "No,
no, I don't think so. We'd shoot holes in the bounce house. That's it." But what I wanted to point out, you know, I didn't grow up around firearms. I didn't, you know, even though my mom was Israeli and she served in the Israeli army like they all did, she was in the police force over there, we didn't grow up with them. And so I had more of that liberal fear of guns, right, from a kind of a liberal family. Oh, my gosh, firearms dangerous. And I had to, you know, come around just like it did on so much of my thinking when it comes to healing and other things, self-defense, the right of self-defense. And I saw this. And eventually understood, you know, as I looked into history, what's the basis for it? And I said, dagnabbit, we have an obligation to keep and bear arms, not just a right to protect ourselves, our family, our loved ones, and to protect from tyrannical government. Now, this kind of leads me to where my head is at today, heading into 2016. The number of folks out there that don't believe in the right to keep and bear arms, I just, you know, what do you do to wake folks up like that? I mean, I don't want to see anybody to become a victim of a crime that you could have prevented had you had, you know, adequate defense. But I'm just looking at so many things that we're going to cover. Maybe if we get to it, if we get beyond the weather, Super Don, today, we'll talk about some of these stories, including SWAT raids of families who drink tea and shop at garden centers. That's a big one. Yeah.
Dude, that's against the law. You can't do that.
I want to get to that. We're going to have, hopefully, Op-Ed will join us, a millennial viewpoint on that. He was a little fired up about that. I want to do 866-939-BELL. It's a low-key, no guest scheduled today, so we're wide open if you want to try to get us. 866-939-2355, streaming live through our syndicator, GCN. Eventually podcasted around the world through Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher. Tune in. Epic Times, Jerry Doyle, shout out, was on his show last night as well. And eventually, pretty soon, at UK Health Radio, they've been pretty fast about it. So they don't have a right to keep and bear arms under the crown because they have a kingdom, a monarchy. We have a constitutional republic, or at least we had it, a republican form of government, which did not involve a king, a queen, an emperor, or anything like that, despite the fact that the executive branch and whoever heads it over the last century, it's grown in power more like some kind of kingdom, if you will, but not exactly accurate because it's more like an oligarchy, as we've talked about with Jonathan Ebor. Now, first story out of the gate here, which we've been slow to get to. It's an interesting story. I remember coming across this. I think I was going to interview this woman at Autism One last year, Super Don. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce her name. I'm looking for it here. Judy Mikovits. I was right.
Mikovits.
Yes, Judy Mikovits. Nice lady. She's written a pretty intense book about retroviruses and is claiming that they are involved in a lot of autism cases. Vaccines and retrovirus, a whistleblower believes reveals what the government is hiding. Now, a lot of folks in the what we would call our alternative health community, because let's be honest, Superdon, we are part of a little bit of a subculture, right? Not everybody does what we do or follows what we do, and sometimes we can get a little bit lost in the subculture woods of alternative healing, medicine, different viewpoints. I try to, and I don't want to take pride in this, because your pride goeth before the fall, but I try not to get lost in the weeds and the muck. And that the first thing that jumps out, for instance, remember the Jeff Bradstreet with the GCMAF, and then he perished under mysterious circumstances. And I wasn't willing to declare GCMAF the cure for cancer or anything else for that matter. Not that I'm saying it's totally illegitimate, but because they were trying to implicate the death of my good friend Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez somehow related to that. And I had never once had a conversation with Nick about GCMAF. If it was on his radar screen at that level, we certainly would have discussed it. Didn't happen. And then Mikovits comes along. This is not necessarily related, only in context. and says retroviruses are the big problem here in autism and other things. And my alarm bells go off. And I'm not saying she's a disinfo agent, but there's some strange stuff going on here, Super Don. And I don't know, we didn't get to talk about the story before you said, hey, this is a pretty good lead story. And I agree, but for different reasons. Because many people are now jumping on this kind of retrovirus bandwagon, and I jumped off of it as soon as I read Peter Duisberg all those years ago when he said, HIV, AIDS, what's a slow virus? There's no such thing as a slow virus. And the idea of a retrovirus is it doesn't come in and kill you. Like a virus can destroy you, kill you very rapidly if you don't, you know, have an appropriate amount of appropriate immune response and have detox pathways wide open. So in this case, they're, you know, going back to the slow virus concept, and part of the history or lineage here of retrovirology goes to these supposed tests, right? Like HIV tests that are nonspecific and cross-reactive. So I'm still scratching my head over this Judy Mikovits. And I met her again. She was nice, but I wasn't willing to embrace everything that she was saying because I knew so much that she wasn't addressing that caused me to question, what is she doing here? I don't have an answer for you, but maybe you do out there. Maybe you're going to be mad at me for not just jumping on the Mikovits PhD bandwagon on retroviruses.
How dare you be an independent thinker?
No, I'm not allowed to when it comes to stuff like alternative, right?
What are you doing? Get on the train. Yeah. No, that's interesting, actually. You know, and the idea going out there that you are opposing here, perhaps, is she's a disinformation agent.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I'm
just suspicious. I have my spider senses are tingling. Met her. I didn't put her on the show. I'm just saying. I sort of intended, but as I did a pre-interview with her, I just had a lot of the hairs on the back of my neck going up and going, there's something wrong.
Your spidey sense going. And so what would be her motivation to come out with this if it were a nefarious agenda?
You know, I haven't looked into it enough, but, you know, she's got a book out, and I don't know if that's enough. She was thrown out of her research institution. She was arrested for stealing her own work. There's a lot of strange stuff in this regard. Yeah. And then there's the electron micrograph of gamma retrovirus they claim to be isolated from a multiple, what we call that, chronic fatigue syndrome patient, mm-hmm. right? And these people have a lot of problems. But am I to say that the retrovirus is the cause of their problems, even if you can identify it? Hell no, I'm not saying that. Because there's so many other problems in a multiple chemical sensitivity issue, chronic fatigue patient. There certainly is viral activity. There's all kinds of pathogens. But first and foremost, what's the mercury burden? What other heavy metals are there? What other toxicological assaults have suppressed immunity and allowed for cellular dysregulation in this? And I don't believe retroviruses are the cause. That's problematic, not for me, but it might be for others. Talk to me if you want. We're back after this with a moment of doubt.
See that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Don't get me wrong. I know that vaccines are contaminated with all kinds of debris, whether it be viral or retroviral or DNA and RNA from animals or even aborted fetal tissue. That's not what I'm saying here when talking about this Mikovits doc that wrote this book about retroviruses and autism and things. So, listen, I'm not disputing the contamination. I'm not disputing the outcome that, you know, these ailments and illnesses aren't real. They are. But causation by retrovirus, slow virus, no. I'm just not convinced. I'm not convinced. If you want to call and convince me, try it. 866-939-BELL or go to robertscottbell.com. The notes are up thanks to Op-Ed. We're going to dive headlong into that and more next hour and a half or so on GCN, robertscottbell.com. Super Don, have I alienated all my alternative health listeners because I just didn't jump on another potential bandwagon?
Listen, the reason why I think most people listen to you and enjoy listening to you is because you don't jump on the bandwagon.
Not a bandwagon kind of guy. You know, no. I just don't want to be anti-bandwagon just to seem cool because I'm not cool.
Listen,
I'm a total nerd.
Bandwagon is kind of a lousy term to use because it's like if you agree with other people, does that mean you've jumped on the bandwagon or does that mean that a group of people believe, you know, something that is accurate?
Sure.
Well, you know, it's almost a derogatory term.
I am willing to be the only person on planet Earth to believe something. And if I know it's true, I'm not going to say, well, because everybody else believes differently, I'm going to change my mind. I'm not that guy. You know that. But I do agree with some folks. In fact, I agree with loads of doctors of chiropractic, plenty of them that I'm going to be joining at the California Jam in March in California. And that's linked up in the show notes, too, at robertscottbell.com. I hope to see you there. They say, oi, ow, oi, my aching back. Of course, we hear that. How many drugs have been thrown at it? Plenty, probably too many. And guess what? It leads to a different path, a path to the, which side? The side called today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by A Better Back Without Drugs. Yes, believe it or not, simple lifestyle changes, maybe a singular change, may help ease chronic back pain. Really, we thought it was another opiate that was needed. Chronic back pain, $80 to $90 billion to treat each year. It got surgical advancements that could set you back for a lifetime. They got therapies including drugs. And it's an epidemic, according to the medical community. But, oh my gosh, one doctor, they say, believes there's an alternative. One doctor, right? This is such a crock. There's thousands of doctors that believe it. But as I said, even if it's only one or even if it's none, the fact of the matter is you can overcome your back pain without drugs through lifestyle changes. What lifestyle changes is he indicating here? This is a guy who actually acknowledged that eliminating sugar, gluten, dairy, caffeine, and alcohol from his diet, that alone reduced inflammation in his body to such a degree that his back went back into being a nice back, a happy back, a back that anybody would like, even Super Don.
Even me?
Even you.
Even me.
Even you. You've had back pain before, I know, right?
Oh, man, have I had back pain before.
I was in a couple
of car accidents when I was younger as a passenger.
Right.
And it really did a number on me for a while, but I have not had that problem for a few years now, knock on wood.
Sure. And we even talk about the simple act of hydrating adequately is enough in many cases to reduce back pain. And I'm not saying that, you know, if you have an injury, there are not other things you can do. This guy who wrote this is a doctor of chiropractic, and they're awesome. But if they're just so-called cracking your back, which isn't accurate, that's kind of the layman's way of saying it, but adjusting the subluxation, if you will, or misalignment, and that's all they're doing. They're not guiding you in lifestyle choices. They're only doing, you know, one fraction of what they're capable of doing as doctors of chiropractic or other holistic health care providers. Now, it's not exclusive to the chiropractic domain, but they should be on top of this as much as any profession, as opposed to adopting the pain management via drugs scenario. But it is a moment of duh. I mean, I think at this point it should be. Maybe I'm leaping too far ahead because we are such a drug culture still. And we, oh boy, do we have stories on drugs a little later. Not only blood pressure drugs, but also drugs that reduce your pain and can cause you to OD to death. What are they doing for people and patients who have OD? Are they switching them up? Or are they staying the course or doubling down? We've got that and a whole lot more. Op-Ed's going to join us. What if you drink tea and shop at a garden store? Should you be wary of a SWAT raid?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Joined now by our millennial assistant producer, op-ed, with us along with Super Don. It's low-key in between the holidays on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 866-939-2355. Please say thank you to all our wonderful sponsors. Basically, hey, there's a great deal on Carnivora. I think a 15% off deal on Carnivora, this end-of-the-year deal. So take advantage of that as well. Look out if you drink tea. Do you drink tea? I drink tea. Do you shop at a garden store? I shop at a garden store. Look out! It's SWAT! What the hell is going on? Op-ed, man, you getting out of the Army soon. And, you know, you fought, if you will, stood for what? Constitutionally limited government or a government that would raid its citizens for drinking tea and shopping at garden stores?
Well, Robert, I definitely stood for people growing hydroponic tomatoes getting raided by SWAT, you know?
Oh, yeah. We can't tolerate those people. What is going on?
Yeah.
Drinking tea, shopping at a gardening store is probable cause for a SWAT raid on your home, according to a federal judge. This is where I lose faith, if you will,
Not that I ever had faith in government. It's kind of the wrong way to say it, but we always use religiosity-type terms. Or then they say hope, right? Hope and faith. But wrongly placed if we're looking to government. The only thing they know is, you know, a badass whip to hold them in order, and that is the Constitution, if the people would be willing to say, you don't get to raid people for drinking tea and shopping at garden stores, but it's all based on what? The phony war on drugs. Oh, well, they might be growing cannabis. And because of that, we're going to just break in. We're going to hold them and their kids at gunpoint. I mean, this is just insane.
No, it's absolutely insane. And, you know, you look at this. What would happen had, you know, the one of the two in the couple gotten hurt? I mean, you know, would this have been another case where a couple has to sue the government or local principalities for, you know, wrongful harm or wrongful death when there was no crime being committed?
But if probable cause is drinking tea and shopping at a garden store, then we're officially in tyranny. I mean, there is no basis for a probable cause, which is not drinking tea and shopping at a garden store. You know,
not
oh well,
in
they could have been
more folks.
Yeah, they could have been.
It's actually happening in Kansas, right?
yeah, it could have been. Of course, that we lost our mind in the 20th century when we made criminal the plants of creation. And then gave the government the authority and the power to confiscate property and remove you from your life by putting you in prison or even taking your life because we were at war. Remember, when you're at war, the rules are, they're just merely maybe a suggestion. And of course, if you say it's necessary, the rule of necessity has no law. It knows no law. And if you're in a state of emergency, then everything becomes necessary. And if you're in a state of war, you can justify violating constitutional limitations because the people have been frightened into a frenzy to say, well, it's drugs. Now people are waking up to say it's not drugs, it's Al-Qaeda. Wait, it's not Al-Qaeda. No, it's the Taliban. No, it's not the Taliban. Well, who is it now, Ed?
Well, it's the conscience. You know, I look at a story like this and I think about, you know, these SWAT officers, these folks who are continuously enforcing these, you know, these raids. They call this one Operation Constant Gardener, right? These
wow.
guys are enforcing this. Like, when are they going to get to that point where they realize that, you know, first of all, they're not really actually fighting criminals, but second, the whole thing is a joke. Like, what would they say? I know they're not, you know, all these guys are bad people. What would they say if they actually hurt one of these two? And they came in with guns. You know, they
right.
came in with guns and put them on the floor. 2 hours they're raiding their house, you know?
Where are they recruiting these cops that would not question the authority within their structure to say, don't you think this is a little ludicrous? And let's also look into this article. They were trying to target the date 420 to make a big media splash. That we're going after crime wherever it is, even in the suburbs, and even if it's white folks, right? Because everything's about racism now. And then they rely upon what? A test that doesn't work. Where have we heard this? A test that has so many false positives. Oh, yes, it tested for marijuana. What was it? Well, we got some stuff in their garbage. It was a tomato plant. But it tested positive for pot. But is it real? No, it's a false positive, but we know that. But that's what they rely upon, and the federal judge says, well, they can't be held to a standard that would know that there is no standard for that test, right? This is where I come back to the opening article story we did today about retroviruses. If you're going to say retroviruses are the cause of disease and you're relying on a test that has no standard, you're not very scientific at all. You're lacking in science, and that is true also in law enforcement on this front because they're testing garbage scraps and saying, oh, that tested positive for cannabis, marijuana. Let's go in there and get them. And then you find out after the fact the test is bogus.
Well, I'll tell you what, Robert, I don't think people are putting up with this crap anymore. You know, I think stuff like this is what drives people toward voting, you know, for legalization of marijuana. From a religious standpoint, I look at it as even if it's not, you know, something that, you know, you think you should do recreationally, it should never be illegal. It's never, never a way. Prohibition, prove that, right?
It's a test. Even though the test is bogus and no standard. But again, remember the new religion is not the religion of your elders, of your ancestors. It's science. People have left those ancient religions and adopted the religion of science. The white lab coats, the PhDs, the test kits, the blood, the chemistry. and said, well, that's the infallible part of it. It isn't you people that actually believe in God. It's us that believe in materialistic sciences. We have proof. And then we find out their science is made up.
Well, you know, I look at it like this. I think you're dead on. I think more daily people, especially with the limitation of getting opiate-based pain medication, people are starting to realize that, you know, pot is not about, is not a crime. It's not what fuels the fallacy of war on drugs. It's more about actually taking care of people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting to that point, I think. And in stories like this, we've seen them less and less, but sometimes we see them more in certain areas. But I look at this as it's a way to wake up cops. See, there's no way.
I would like to see that. I mean, listen, you've been in, again, the United States military. You've been in the Army. And, you know, you look at what you were willing to fight and die for. And it isn't SWAT teams raiding families who are simply growing hydroponic tomatoes. And even if they were growing a cannabis plant that, by the way, God created. You know, someone would argue, well, man has altered it. Okay, you want to make that argument? Fine. But it's not an excuse to raid families who are not doing anything to harm anybody else. Yet this U.S. District Judge John Lungstrom, he dismissed every one of the Hartz's claims. Remember, you said suing them? That's what they did. Even though they weren't harmed physically, they sued them. And the judge said, no, the SWAT team had probable cause. Why? Because they were watching them. They went into a gardening store. They bought suspicious hydroponic materials, right? That's not a violation of the Fourth Amendment to be scouting you out at a gardening store. He said police had probable cause. The way that they conducted it with M16s or whatever they were holding did not constitute excessive force, right? The Hartz's were, they could have been armed. They could have shot back. Well, they might have been within their rights because, I think it was an unlawful entry, even though they were granted warrant based on what? False science. Again, the mythology, the myth of science, like in some cases the myths of religions. We all have different dogma, different belief systems. They cannot necessarily be proved by science. But these are, you know, violations of your fundamental right to liberty, to believe, and that is including your religious freedom. And if that's to grow a plant that somebody doesn't like, and you know what's also interesting about this is that the argument? Somehow the pharmaceutical industrial complex came into play here. Because the reason the drugs were made illegal, particularly cannabis, was because they were a direct threat to the economic monopoly that was growing within the 20th century. They had to stop people from utilizing the plants of creation because they would be less likely or not likely at all to accept things like SSRI medications and opiate drugs. Synthesized, patented, and profitable beyond measure by the medical monopoly, which in this case has played an evil game of removing you from the life chain through forced addiction because they want to prevent you from doing what? A plant that was not addicting, and that could have reduced the pain to such a degree that you might have made your lifestyle switches to the point where the pain would be gone instead of having a lifetime of addiction to death. Op-ed, I'm telling you, man, this is disgusting to me that law enforcement would have conducted this raid and a federal judge would back it up and say, yeah, that's right, probable cause, they did the right thing.
You know, something funny here is if you look at this story, the couple, they were former CIA analysts, right?
That is interesting. They were both CIA.
Yeah, and the thing here is that, like, a lot of, if we think about it, when this stuff happens, you know, you reap what you sow. These folks, their entire circle of friends are in the military-industrial complex. So this happened to a group that probably, you know, generally speaking, was not against this before. You know, they're like, oh, yeah, I gotta go after those pot folks until it happened to them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Until they got, I'm not laughing at their discomfort, cause, you know, but I'm laughing at the fact that that's how this justice works, is finally they're reaping.
Right.
The stuff they've been supporting for years, you know, by voting or by just maybe even participating. You never know. But the premise is that point.
I know the pharmaceutical irony here that I was looking for was the operation. You called it. It's called Operation Constant Gardener. And Ed, I don't know if you saw the film, The Constant Gardener, but it was, if you haven't, get it. If it's on YouTube or Netflix, wherever it is about the pharmaceutical industry going into Africa and conducting experiments on the people there and releasing drugs that are known to be deadly, and you couldn't conduct in the West. Federal judge, then they should go and say, hey, we're not being compensated for the good work we've done for you, because they've basically been the mafiosa muscle men for the drug industry. Oh, by the way, one more story here. Op-ed, I'll let you guess on this. You probably know the answer. How many people, because of 23 states have legalized cannabis in various ways, from full recreational just to medical, how many in the year 2015, how many medical cannabis or any kind of cannabis, marijuana overdose, even recreational, how many overdoses, fatal overdoses have occurred in the last year for marijuana?
Well, I mean, you got all these states, you got all those things. I mean, it's so easy to get. I mean, maybe zero?
Wait a second. How could this be? There were 17,465 people who died from overdosing on illicit drugs like heroin and cocaine. 25,760 people died from overdosing on prescription drugs, painkillers, tranquilizers, things. How many on cannabis? You're right, Ed. The big goose egg. Zero. And the SWAT team had to go and raid this family based on faulty science, and a federal judge says probable cause. How many ways to Sunday do you need to see, hear, feel, and know that there's illegitimacy in the police state from the federal level on down to the local level? And it's time for you folks to stand up and stop being the wussy Americans that you have become. Maybe I'm not talking to my audience right now. I'm just a bit frustrated by this story. Op-ed, appreciate what you do as assistant producer, man. Cranking it out there. Good work.
Amen.
All right. Boston Health Inspector eating where?
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, upcoming events. Did they disappear from the website? I might have to recapture them and put them back in. I'm looking. Upcoming. I think it just, oh man, I'm going to get on op-ed. Tell them to grab those upcoming events so we can have them listed in the show notes every day, because we've got a bunch of them coming up in the new year. We'll let you know about them. But go to robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts. Occasionally I send them out. And so when I do, you know I want you to read what I'm sending out, because it's not often. Well, there you go, robertscottbell.com. Super Don is back. We got the live stream blasting out. Our friends at TalkStream Live often is a way people will find us. It'll send us to GCN and Talk Network. And, of course, ultimately the podcast is available all over the place. And we should be upgrading for the new year into the RSS feed we've been missing for a while. Let's see, what do we do? Chipotle. I was chomping down on Chipotle yesterday. I mean, it was a day where we were on the go. My wife made organic cupcakes. We had the organic cheesecake. It was a big 16th party, right?
Oh, not the organic cheesecake, really?
Dude, I'm so sorry. Dude, we didn't have the duplicator replicator in Louisiana to send you some, because, oh my gosh, it was a treat. And it was a monster one, too. Of course, Paul ate most of it, along with my son. He loved it.
Of course.
It. Yeah.
Of course.
Sweet tooth, Paul. It was great. And then, you know, on the go, we were out shooting till sunset, basically, till dusk. And then, where were we going to go? We had no time to eat before the show. So we all stopped at Chipotle to get stuff. And I didn't even have time, because I'm setting up the studio when we come back. So I'm kind of eating between commercial breaks, probably breaking all the rules of broadcasting. And Super Don would say, tisk, tisk, if you ever said that. Not really. But
yes, I say that all the time. Tisk, tisk.
And I mentioned that, well, that's you in your school marm ways when you're playing. That's a role-playing thing. Did you call that cosplay or something? Am I right on that or wrong?
Are you really going back to the cosplay?
I just can't. I can't believe
that. You just can't help it, can you?
Did you tell me what that was? I think you did.
No, you didn't want to know.
I didn't want to know. So I'll just bring it up and let you snicker at it. But it was interesting on their app. You use it, and immediately the location that you're going to, it says, well, this particular product is close to our standards but not up to our standards. This is the reason why. And I thought, dude, that's so cool, the way they're so upfront about the quality of their ingredients. They came out against GMOs, and ever since then, I believe they have been a target of assassination, if you will.
in the media. Sabotage over this mysterious E. coli outbreak. Well, good news up in Boston, because a health inspector there is putting his life in his own hands. Evidently, he feels good about it. He went where? He went to a Chipotle even after the supposed norovirus outbreak up there at Boston College. Did they actually cover this in the regular news? ABC News covered this. What's going on?
Yeah. They cover it like, you know, this is Evel Knievel is going to attempt to jump 30 helicopters, you know. Mm-hmm. The health inspector eats a Chipotle. This is a news story.
But usually they wouldn't want to cover that because that would gain confidence that, hey,
that's Chipotle a heck of an endorsement, is it not?
Yeah. By the way, nobody, all of us that went yesterday, all fine, alive, well, everybody's doing great. I'll be honest. I even asked my son, hey, did the stool get a little loose today? He said, no, no, I'm fine, Dad. What's so funny? Got to ask these questions. Not that he's sure.
Did the stool get a little loose today?
Yeah, and I wasn't talking about something you sit on, right?
And what was his answer?
No, he's like, no, everything's good, Dad.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good talk, son.
Yeah, good talk, son. Good talk, Dad. Thanks for asking. This is the kind of stuff we do in the Bell family. We're able to go right to the source of sources, really. Yeah. We got to be able to
know. I mean, your stool is important, right?
It
you
is.
Like, to talk about
what
it.
Did I say? Your first question, any new doctor, what should it be? What's your diagnostic question of your doctor? Doc, go ahead.
How many bowel movements do you have?
Every day. How many? Yeah. Talk to me. Reveal it. If you're unwilling to do so, I'm going to find someone who actually gives a... Well, never mind. Who actually has regular movements.
Gives a stool.
Gives a stool, yes. Do you give a stool? I don't give a stool, right? Yeah, that's a funny, safe way to say it, even on broadcast radio. All right, so listen, there's more E. coli mysteries happening. We see some other stories out there. And it's like the thing is about the CDC, you know, when it happens at Costco or some other place, they nail it, they find the source, they recognize the strain, and it's like a common thing. With Chipotle, why is it a mysterious X-Files scenario? Just asking. Maybe you have some answers out there. Maybe you're suspicious like I am. But at least the Boston health inspector feels good enough to go there. All right, next hour, we get into opiate pain medications. What happens if you get too much? What do the doctors do? Big surprise, but yeah, we'll reveal it. How about shampoo? Are you on the no poo bandwagon? And I don't mean the kind of poo we were just talking about. No stool? No, not the no stool bandwagon. No. That's a different bandwagon. Don't go on that bandwagon. In the meantime, the power to heal and poo is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancements yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. Simplysafedefense.com.